The three-day festival is open to the public and it's free.
The theme this year is screening Southern literature. We're basically taking classic works by Southern writers and showing some of the best film adaptations of those works.
The history department's Dr. Emily Raymond, director of the festival, explained that things kick off this evening at 6 with author Charles Shields reading from and signing copies of his book about To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee. He'll be at the Fountain Bookstore on Carey Street in Shaco Slip. There'll be two films shown tomorrow, one at 4 and one at 7.
Those films include Wise Blood, which is based on a novel by Flannery O'Connor, and This Our Life, based on a novel by Ellen Glasgow, who's from Richmond and sort of affiliated with VCU. So we're excited to have her and her book in the lineup.
The book won a Pulitzer Prize, and the picture, Dr. Raymond added, is set in Richmond and premiered here in 1942. It stars Betty Davis, Olivia de Havilland, and Hattie McDaniel. Saturday showings begin at 10 a.m. with a rarely seen film.
The story of Temple Drake is based on a book by William Faulkner, and that film was a important film in the sense that it was controversial enough to help bring about a censorship code in the 1930s.
It's worth noting, Dr. Raymond added.
The story of Temple Drake is not widely available on DVD. From what I understand, only a couple of libraries in the nation have it, so we were able to borrow a copy for the festival.
At 1 p.m., 1985's
The Color Purple, based on the book by Alice Walker.
The 4 o'clock showing is a 1951 blockbuster starring Marlon Brando and Vivian Leigh.
A Streetcar Named Desire, based on the play by Tennessee Williams.
The play won a Pulitzer Prize, and the film won 4 Academy Awards. Another giant of a film will hit the screen at 7.
The featured event is To Kill a Mockingbird, and we have two special guests affiliated with that film. Charles Shields, he wrote a biography on Harper Lee, and he's going to talk about adapting the novel into a screenplay. And then Mary Badham, the actress who played Scout, is also going to talk about her experiences on the set.
The film's star, Gregory Peck, won the Academy Award as Best Actor in 1962, and the reclusive author called it one of the best translations of a book to film ever made. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the novel. The films are all screened at the Gray Street Theater.
The idea for it is basically just a way to look at how the South has been portrayed on film and as a way to talk about sort of what is distinct about the South as a region in a way that doesn't necessarily, you know, glorify the lost cause. We really view it as a way for academics and students and the larger community to come together. We have experts introducing the films and moderating the films, but the films themselves are very accessible, and we just think this is a constructive way to talk about the South and its connection to the rest of the nation.
For the schedule of events and more information about VCU's Southern Film Festival, go to
blog.vcu.edu/Southern Film Festival.
John Ogle, WCVE News.